It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm hosting today's show, and with me I have Aaron. He's been on the show for the last few weeks, and guys, it's been a really awesome week so far. There's been a lot going on. The weather's changing a little bit. We're starting to see some more rain, and I hope that it's not going to be the same when it comes time for hunting season. I mean, I love hunting. I do. I enjoy getting out, breaking away from, social media, the phone, work, business, everything. But I mean, when it starts pouring out there, I don't know. It's really not my cup of tea, but hopefully it doesn't happen this year.
Yeah, getting ready to go to my Zen spot, kind of reset for the winter.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I do hope that this year for caribou, it's going to look a lot different. I mean, last year...
Yeah, the 40-mile herd, it's looking dismal. They only have, I think it's 300 animals for all four zones.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, hopefully it changes. It is what it is.
Yeah. But, yeah. Maybe we need to switch spots. I mean, I remember a few years ago, that place was so packed, bullets are flying everywhere, everywhere. That's so dangerous.
Yeah, I learned my first year out there, about 15 years ago, I learned stay up high, don't go down into the bottoms,
Yeah, I mean,
that's super dangerous.
They'll climb.
Now the people like to shoot downhill.
Uh-oh.
I had a situation where we were down there cutting up caribou, and some caribou got in between us and the top of the ridge, and here come 10 guys on four-wheelers, and they didn't look behind, Look behind your target before you shoot,
Yeah.
One of the basic fundamentals of hunting, Me and my brother were on the ground prone, and the ground was snapping right around us. Learned a lesson that day. If you got to go down there for a caribou, you got more than one guy, leave a guy on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not good. That's not good at all.
A lot of FUDs out there.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of people are impatient, very impatient. I mean, every year that goes by, it doesn't matter who you go with, and people want to get in and out, but it's important to be safe.
It's a freezer hunt.
Yeah.
That's not true hunting. It's a freezer hunt.
Yeah, and with all those people, But, one of the things is when it comes to hunting, the last thing that, you want to deal with is not having what you're supposed to when you get out there, not preparing properly, right? So, like, right now, it's raining, and we don't know what it's going to look like for the next month. I mean, I think we have a pretty good idea. But I remember when we went out for caribou last year, it was amazing weather. There was nothing. I mean, when we got up to the ridges, we got up, really high up there. Yeah, there was some rain and there was some, intense weather up there. But I mean, everywhere else was really nice.
Yeah, fog, but, yeah. Fog mantle. That's more dangerous than people will think. Once the fog rolls in, stay put. Don't start wandering around. It's so easy to get lost up there.
Oh yeah, we almost got lost too when we went up there. We went up really, really high up. We went as far as the trails will take us. I mean, just because everybody you stopped and talked to, they're like, "Oh no, we didn't see anything." And it seemed like the same thing that anybody saw was the cow with a calf. And I seen the exact same one, 4 days later, and it was pretty sad. But the experience was amazing. We went over every ridge cap that we possibly could. We went as far as the trails will take us, and that little side by side, wow! I was shocked. It's barely a 500cc. It's a Defender, and it's been really a really good experience. But hopefully, guys, for whoever's listening, if you guys are planning on going out, hunting, be safe. Please, 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 please be safe and be considerate that there's people around you, and just because you can't see anyone. Me personally, I like to act as if I see a caribou and I want to take him out, I'm going to act as if there's somebody on the other side, even if it's at a tree line.
Just take that moment of time. It doesn't take a lot of time to scan.
Yeah.
Scan your surroundings, check behind your target, make sure there's a backstop, that projectile's going to keep going, if don't shoot, you know, you got an animal silhouetting itself on top of a ridgeline, and you know you're in a popular, you know, hunting area. Don't shoot it. Don't shoot above ridgelines. That projectile is going to keep moving.
Oh yeah, and you don't know who else is going to be coming up on the other end, guys. For those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. This is Jesse with Aaron. We're talking about hunting, guys. So let me give you guys just a couple more heads up. You know, when you guys go out hunting, you know, it's really really crucial to be considerate and mindful that there are other people. So here's one of the things. I'm glad you brought that up, Aaron, is when you go up there and you see them on the ridge right at the top, you're not seeing anything past that, right? You don't know what's coming on the other end. Well, here's what happened. A few years ago, I can't remember how many years ago it was, but it was when you were given two caribou. And we had
they added a third on that year too. It was pretty wild.
Wow. Yeah, I did not get to cash out on that one.
Any animal too. You
know? Oh wow.
Yeah, cows and bulls. Yeah.
Well, so here's where it got interesting. So, we were over there on Steese. I think it was on 101, mile marker 101. Anyways, so we were up there pretty high up. We were scoping down, you know, into the valley, and we see just a herd coming up from the other ridge. And I'm not gonna shoot that far. I mean, I'll be brave enough to admit that I'm probably not gonna hit it, especially with the rifle I had. But I took the route. I went around, and I tried to meet them in the middle because they were coming towards us. So I was gonna go around and then meet them. Well, I can't see them where I'm going around, and I gotta wait till I get over that ridge to be able to see where they're walking. Well, anyways, as I'm walking, it's probably 200, maybe 300 feet. I'm already walking out, and that herd is coming over the ridge, and I'm standing on top of the ridge, and this caribou herd is coming up towards me. And all I remember was if I didn't take that shot, I probably wouldn't be able to get a good one anymore. And so I had to stop and wait for the herd to get past me because there was a dude coming up on the side by side, right on the backside of that herd. So had I taken that shot, I probably would have wiped that guy out, and that would have been in big trouble.
Yeah, good on you for, you know, just taking a moment to calm down. I think I see a trend out there. A lot of people get excited.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and take that moment to breathe, you know, especially that's one of the fundamentals of shooting, you know, get a steady rest, focus, calm yourself down, especially if you've been hiking. You know, a lot of times you got to make a quick move. You're going uphill, especially sheep hunting, you know, you're shooting, your heart rate's high, your breathing is out of control. You know, you got to take that breath, you know, breathe a little bit, and then, you know, shoot in between breaths. While you're doing that, you know, scan your surroundings. You know, you're going to take a few seconds before you shoot, you know, just look around you.
Yeah, that's important. Absolutely. You know, take it easy. You know, I love hunting. I love hunting. I remember we went out for a little over a week 1 year, and we didn't see anything. We went for moose. But I'm telling you, just a time out there just to be able to de-stress and, you know, pretty much it's a detox. It really is. It's a detox. You're out there in nature and you're thinking about life. You're, you know, you're not going to stay on top of your hygiene as you would if you were, you know, in your house. But, I mean, it was such a good experience. It's an awesome time to break away. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I got to go to Paris. I got to go fly, you know, overseas to be able to relax. Man, if you go in the backyard, you go out there and, yeah, you know, hunting, you're obviously hoping that you're going to get something. But I think that's the biggest reward is going out there and knowing that you're investing in your health too. You're investing in your mental health. That's a big one. And then, of course, if you get something, that's the bonus, you know. But there's a lot of things that can go wrong. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, when it comes to bears, man, I had a really uncomfortable experience. And so my brother and I, we went hunting for moose 1 year, and it's a pretty funny story, so I'll share with you guys. So we got a little bit impatient, and so we ended up splitting up. So I was on one side of the ridge, he went on the other side, and we split around 9, 10 o'clock-ish, roughly around there. And so we're like, okay, we'll cover more ground, right? It wouldn't hurt. So he's on one side of the ridge, I'm on the other. And then I finally see this bull, and he's out there. He is out there far, far, far. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to take a shot. Well, the night before, I ended up doing some moose calls. Well, I went on YouTube and looked at these old-timers doing their moose calls. And so I got pretty good at it, I would say. And anyways, long story short, I ended up calling him in. He came in about 50 yards before I took him out. But This whole time, I've never shot big game before. This is my first time. And so I'm in my head, everything is going through my
head.
That's
when right? the work starts. You find that out real quick. They get a lot bigger the closer you get to them.
It was interesting. And here's the thing. He brought a cow with him. And so I didn't know she was going to respond to that call too. And I remember in one of the videos, he did mention something about if you do a specific call, like if it's a desperate one or if it's a cow call, even the female, they'll come. They're very interested in, you know, in this noise. And so I brought them both in. And the worst part of this whole experience was in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my wife is going to be super proud. You know, I'm going to impress her, get brownie points, and everybody's going to know that I finally shot my first moose. The rack on it, and just everything was going through my mind, and it was such a cool adrenaline experience. But what really made it intense and uncomfortable was that people were telling us, hey, there's a lot of bears out here. Be very, very careful. And I'm like, I don't have bear spray. I have a 9mm. I don't think that's going to do anything at all.
You got a rifle, too. You know,
well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. So
I don't carry a pistol out there with me. I got a rifle. I'll leave a short-barreled shotgun laying around camp, but, you know, hanging from a tree. But I personally don't carry a rifle or a handgun. Each their own.
Yeah, you know? Because I've never been out for big game before, and I was told, hey, yeah, you want to make sure you have a decent sized, you know, handgun. And so I just had a 9mm at that time, and I thought it was enough. Well, my brother-in-law, he had a revolver. He had a really nice one. I think it was a 44 Magnum. And I was like, okay, well, he's got it, and I got a 9mm. And what am I going to use it on, right? I don't think we're ever going to need to. Anyway, so we are up there, and I see this guy coming in. Well, I got the barrel just facing this bull. And I hear this crunching sound behind me, and it was the scariest thing I've ever experienced, because what was rolling through my mind was that there's a bear coming down, and for me, I was like, if I move, that's it. This bear, you know, he's going to travel downhill.
Was it the cow?
No, it wasn't. She was in front. with a bull.
Because they're super dangerous, too.
Oh, yeah.
Cows, yeah, more people have been injured by cows in Alaska than bears, yeah.
Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Today's host, and with me I have Aaron. We're talking about hunting. You know, be safe out there. Be considerate of other people. Don't shoot if there's somebody close by. Guys, just be considerate. But going back to the story, I'm on the side of this ridge, and I finally see this bull. He's finally about 50 yards in front of me, and this crunching sound is getting louder and louder. Well, I was afraid that if I moved too fast, I would spook the moose, and that's it. There's my shot. And so it took about 4 hours to call him in. Had no idea moose travel that slow. I did not know that.
Sometimes it takes 3 days. You know,
that is just nuts. Yeah. But thank God it was such a short amount of time. But for me, it felt like it was eternity. And the longer I'm waiting, the faster this crunching sound is getting behind me. It's getting louder and louder. And I'm thinking this thing is going to rip my head off and I'm going to die. And that's it. What an embarrassing way to go. And so I got my barrel pointed at this bull, and I'm slowly, slowly turning around so that way I don't spook the bull. I turn around, and I don't see anything. So my heart is racing that much faster, and I'm thinking he's probably right on the other side of me where he's in my blind spot, and that's it. When I turn around, I'm gone. And so I slowly try to turn myself on the other side, and there's nothing there, and this thing is getting louder and louder and louder. Anyway, so I finally got him, the bull lined up. I finally took him out, and I quickly turned around to see what it was. It was a squirrel. A squirrel. And in my head, I'm thinking, this is that is it. There's no way my brother-in-law is going to find me. I'm gone. But it's very important to be prepared for worst-case scenario. You know, a lot of people think that they're going to be so good at shooting a grizzly bear traveling at 35 miles an hour downhill. You have very little to no chance of making sure that you got a perfect shot where you need to take this bear out. So make sure you have bear spray too. Guys, bear spray is effective. Learn how to use it. Make sure that you have it on you. Even though you do have your revolver, your handgun, or whatever it is for these. But guys, be safe. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. We're going to come back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue this awesome conversation when we return from the short break.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays. Brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Gen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right. Well, welcome back, everybody, to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. With me, I have Aaron. We were just sitting here talking about hunting. You know, just be careful, guys. Be careful and be prepared. During the break, we were just having a conversation about making sure that you got everything you need, you know, especially if you got more than one person going with you, right?
Yeah. One thing that we were just talking about is, you know, part of your safety. We're touching base on safety a lot and all that stuff. You know, one thing to remember is go enjoy yourself. You know, it doesn't have to be that bad. And most times it's not, you know, as long as everybody around you is considerate. Most of my hunting is way off grid, 100 miles from anywhere. I'm out there for...
Oh, you're going way out there.
Out there, you know, between 10 and 15 days, just roughing it. That's my Alaska. That's what I'm up here to do. I got teenagers. I bring them out there with me, too. So, you know, you got some electronics. I'd rather go with none. But one electronic I always have is my InReach. You know, sometimes a sat phone, computers for my kids. You know, they'll download movies, they'll watch them. We're reined in a tent for 12 days, you know, hunting out of the vestibule, you know. they'll sometimes watch, you know, 4 or 5 movies, 10 movies in a day. You got to keep that stuff charged. You know, I'm using my InReach. I got a family. I'm texting back and forth.
Yeah.
Got to keep that stuff charged. So, you know, one of the things, you know, we both work at Gen Solar. We carry all the EcoFlow products. They're pretty popular. There's, you know, the solar generators, they're flying off the shelves this last 2 weeks. I can't believe it. Hunting season's coming up, and that's what it is.
This is the time.
I have one. I go out. I like to float hunt with rafts on rivers. so I always bring one with me, you know, just a little, you know, 50-100-watt solar panel. These things are waterproof. I like to keep mine in a dry bag, but, you know, when I have it out there, just set the panel up, face it to the sun. That thing hasn't run out on me yet. I really like them. They're super popular. We're the only people in town that could get them. You can't get them shipped up here. We don't charge much extra than what you can get them online for. We get good shipping rates. So, you know, if that's something you're into, stop in, check it out, pick one up.
Yeah, no, those EcoFlows are really awesome. Any time that we leave and we're going out there and there's no cell reception, there's no connection to anybody or anything, man, those things just make your trip so much better. You know, you get to bring extra things, but that's a big one, entertainment. You know, families that go out hunting, that's a difficult one to keep the kids entertained. Very difficult. They got short attention span. They are tired. They want to sit down. You know, it's a really, really good way to take care of your needs for your kids and then also for yourself. I mean, you know, you're not hunting in the middle of the night, right? You can't, first of all. So some people do stay up, right? They can't go to sleep. They got, you know, weird sleep schedule. I mean, you got different ways to keep yourself entertained. You know, you can bring up different things, you know, LED lights that you can plug in. You can bring in a refrigerator, a mini refrigerator. I mean, we got an EcoFlow refrigerator / freezer that even makes ice cubes. And they're amazing. I mean, we just got one that just, we had a customer come in and pick it up today. And he's been, I guess he's been doing his research on it and keeping his eye out on it. And this is the time.
It was crazy. He came in and bought like almost every EcoFlow product on the shelf. It was wild. So this guy was really into
EcoFlow. He's going somewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool. Yeah. So right now, this is the hunting season. Guys, I mean, why not have a blast? Why not have a blast? You know, when I first started going hunting, and of course, with every time that you go, you're always going to find new and better things to do next time, right? And I think this is going to be the biggest change for all the hunters, all the campers, everybody who's going out there, spending days and days and days out there in the middle of nowhere, is, you know, you can have a really good time. It's, you know, you don't need to just have a sleeping bag and that's it, and you're struggling in a wind. No, you got, you know, you can get heat in there. You can do so much. You can have lights, computers. You know, of course, not everybody's going to bring the laptop, but there's so much you can bring out there, and a coffee machine.
You don't need something big either. Like, I don't – all this stuff that Jesse just said, I've been kind of chuckling and smirking. People recreate different. I'm a minimalist. I don't bring any of that stuff out there. But you can. I just bring a little 600-watt, you know, solar generator. It weighs like 3 pounds. You know, it doesn't affect my weight at all. I'm also float hunting, so I can carry a little bit more gear. But, yeah, I go out there a little different attitude. I kind of want to, revisit that caveman primal, yeah, you know, feeling that we all have inside of us. I'm really in tune to that.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to like ice fishing, this is where I thought this got out of hand. There's some guys down there towards Delta, and they do a lot of ice fishing. Check this out. Listen to this. And this, I'm not making this up. They have one of those cabins that you can, you know, on skis.
Yeah, they shanty. Have,
yeah. Okay, so those, you see there's some kind of heating unit and then some LED lights and possibly a microwave or, a kettle or something, right? These guys have a flat screen TV. They got a PS4. They got Starlink out there. They're playing video games in between fishing and just relaxing.
Yeah, you're.
Can you imagine?
You're hurting my soul right now.
But what I'm saying is, people are getting creative, right? I wouldn't be surprised if somebody bought a full size refrigerator out there just to live for a month.
I've
off.
Seen it. So there's a market. They make these big giant campers that. You know, they hydraulically lower, mm-hmm. So you wheel it out
oh,
there.
Oh, I've seen those, yep.
You wheel it out there, you lower it, it's got cutouts. It is a house. It is a total house. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, so for those who think that hunting is boring, there's definitely ways around it. There's definitely ways around it. You know, but if you guys are experienced or unexperienced hunters, it doesn't matter. There are always ways to make your life and your experience easier and better, you know. And one thing that, you know, it's going to require the most time to get to that point is do research, right? Ask people, hey, what do you guys do for this? So, for example, Aaron, you go fishing a lot, right? You love hunting. You're an outdoors kind of guy. But you say you go out there for sure over a week, especially when it comes to hunting. Now,
yeah, I'm doing 2 weeks this year. I'm pretty much going out for the whole season.
Okay, so here's the thing. Not many people get to have that experience, and not many people think they can, right? Because they don't know how to plan, they don't know how to prepare. But before I ask you this specific question, guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and with me I have Aaron, and we're talking about hunting specifically, right? Be careful, be safe, be prepared. But when it comes to these long trips, like let's say, for example, I've never been out for more than probably 9 days, and the way that I prepared was, I promise you, I'm never going to do that again. It's going to be more food. But what do you prepare, right? You, first of all, you do... You float the river, right? So you're on raft.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you bring? Because you got to consider weight, volume, and waste, right? So what do you bring that will last you for the 2 weeks that you're out there hunting or fishing?
You know, there's a bush plane involved, so weight's an issue. Lightweight mm-hmm. rafts, you know, you're dumping the rowing frame and just using saddles or paddles. You know, so I eat a lot of mountain houses.
Okay.
You know, a lot of granola. I bring bread out there, make some sandwiches, bring some meat. You know, you're living in a refrigerator. I go in pretty light, you know. I will bring that little EcoFlow with me. I go in light, and then there's some years, you know, they're more popular rivers. There's some rivers you can do that are bridge to bridge. There's mm-hmm. only a few in Alaska, so they're pretty easy to figure out. So you get some traffic out there, but, you know, if you get off the river, there's some moose. And most of the people out there are trying to shoot one off the raft, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'll go in heavy. Man, I'll bring in a giant cooler. I'll sit on top of it when I'm rowing. And I start cooking 2 weeks before. And I'll cook some lavish meals, you know, halibut salmon chowder, beef stew, pretty much anything you can think of. And I'll vacuum seal it in big, giant, single-person porches and freeze it, you know. And I do that for 2 weeks. And then when it's time to go, I throw that in the cooler. You don't need any ice. And then to cook, it's super easy. You just bring a pot with you, fill it up with river water, drop that right in some boiling water for a few minutes, and you got a nice hot meal.
Okay, so you do it, yeah. You do it where you meal prep at home. Okay, because a lot of people, they go get bulk from Costco.
You can't do that, you know, when you're flying out there.
Yeah.
If you're in a Super Cub, you're limited to, you know, yourself and like 25 pounds of gear.
Yeah, and that's not much. Yeah, that's so not much.
You're using lightweight, you know, lightweight pack rafts, you know. The Larry Bartlett stuff's pretty popular, pretty tough.
Interesting, yeah, because I mean...
Pristine Ventures, I think, you know, he's kind of got that market down for those fly-out float hunts.
Nice. So, well, that's something to keep in mind, especially if you're going out on a, you know, bush plane or, you know, a cub or something like that, that's small and it's weight-restricted. It's important to keep these things in mind, you know. So, of course, like I said earlier... Make sure you ask the right questions, right? To talk to people who are experienced, talk to people who have done this before, you know, learn about their mistakes. That's another big one is learn what not to do when you're out there. Because once you're stuck and you're not prepared for something like that, it could cost you your trip. It could. We went out there on an extreme shallow, and thank God that we were very, very observant of where we were going, because those small, short, shallow spots, man, if we weren't paying attention and we didn't have a guy up at the bow, if we hit those things, can you imagine the weight of that boat, a 24-footer?
It's par for the course. For the course. If you're going out, you know, doing skinny rivers with a big extreme shallow, bring caps and winch with you.
Yep.
Or at a minimum, you know, rope along. I've had to swim to shore several times, you know, go attach rope to a tree and winch yourselves out, you know. That's common. Sometimes, you know, if you're going 100 miles up a river, you do that eight, ten times. It's just par for the course. You're going out there to work. There isn't anything relaxing about some of these hunts. You're working to get up there. You're tired. You know, you're wearing the same clothes, underwear for 3-4 days in a row.
Sometimes more.
Yeah. And then once you get your animal down, then you're packing them out on your back. It's just solid work. It's awesome. But that's why we go out there. One thing to remember, too, I have to keep telling myself this, and I really teach my kids, is we live in a very special place, very special, and that's why a lot of us are up here, and you have to sometimes remind yourself that. You know, my kids grew up here. They've been here their whole lives, and I always tell them, don't take it for granted. You know, people that live down in America, a lot of them save their whole lives to come spend $30,000, and they do it their once and done. We're doing this every single year, you know. So all you out there, don't take it for granted. You know, this is one of the most special places on earth that we can live.
Yeah, that's very important.
And take care of it. Yep. Pick up after yourself. Leave no trace. You know, get rid of. I hide my fires. You know, I'll get rid of. I won't leave that scar. You know, I'll put them on gravel bars. You know, floods will come take them away.
That's really good. All right, guys. Well, that's it for our show, guys. Thank you for staying tuned in. Join us next week for a new show, and we'll see you guys then.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.